time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Trump administration has given nearly 60,000 Haitians with provisional legal residency in this country 18 months to leave, announcing Monday that it will not renew the temporary protected status that has allowed them to remain here for more than 7 years. The decision came after the Department of Homeland Security determined that the extraordinary conditions justifying their presence in the U.S. following a 2010 earthquake no longer exist, according to a senior administration official. BuzzFeed is reporting that Michigan Representative John Conyers, a Democrat and the longest-serving member of the House of Representatives, settled a wrongful dismissal complaint in 2015 with a former employee who alleged she was fired because she would not succumb to his sexual advances. Documents from the complaint include 4 signed affidavits from former staff members who alleged that Conyers repeatedly made sexual advances to female staff that included requests for sexual favors, contacting and transporting other women with whom they believe Conyers was having affairs, caressing their hands sexually, and rubbing their legs and backs in public. 4 people involved with the case verified the documents are authentic. Last week, The Washington Post reported that Congress's Office of Compliance paid out $17 million for 264 settlements with federal employees over 20 years for various violations, including sexual harassment. 8 women have told The Washington Post that longtime television host Charlie Rose made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including lewd phone calls, walking around naked in their presence, or groping their breasts, buttocks, or genital areas. The women were employees or aspired to work for Rose at the Charlie Rose Show from the late 1990s to as recently as 2011. They ranged in age from 21 to 37 at the time of the alleged encounters. Rose, whose show airs on PBS and Bloomberg TV, also co-hosts CBS This Morning and is a contributing correspondent for 60 Minutes. CBS has since suspended Rose, while PBS and Bloomberg have halted distribution of his show. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit Monday to block AT&T's proposed purchase of Time Warner. The suit is the first major antitrust action by the Justice Department since Donald Trump took office. In 2016, Trump said,
"As an example of the power structure I'm fighting, AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN. A deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few."
Trump has repeatedly criticized CNN, which is owned by Time Warner, as fake news. It was initially rumored and denied by the Justice Department that the department's antitrust lawyers had demanded Time Warner divest itself of the cable news channel in order to win approval for the merger. This rumored pressure was widely seen as an attempt by Trump to punish CNN. In the latest demonstration of increased tensions on the Korean Peninsula, the president placed North Korea back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism.
"We will be instituting a very critical step, and that'll start right now. Today, the United States is designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil. As we take this action today, our thoughts turn to Otto Warmbier, wonderful young man, and the countless others so brutally affected by the North Korean oppression. This designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea and related persons and supports our maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime that you've all been reading about and in some cases writing about."
Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai revealing plans to his fellow commissioners on Tuesday to fully dismantle the agency's Obama-era net neutrality regulations. People familiar with the plan said, in a major victory for the telecom industry in the long-running policy debate. The commission will vote on the proposal in December, some 7 months after it laid the groundwork for scuttling the rules that require internet service providers like Comcast or AT&T to treat web traffic equally. At the final White House press briefing before Thanksgiving, Sarah Sanders demanded that reporters say what they're thankful for before asking their questions.
And this will be our last press briefing before the Thanksgiving holiday in this room. So I want to share a few things that I'm thankful for. And I think it would be nice for you guys to do so as well before asking your questions. Obviously, you probably know, and it's no secret, that I'm clearly very thankful for all of you here in the room. And I think that goes without saying. April, you've been so eager, so I'm going to go with you to start us off on what you're most thankful for.
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for 20 years in this job. I'm thankful to be able to talk to you and question you every single day.
I feel the gratefulness there.
My question.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you felt the passion of my thankfulness.
Silly. Thanks, Sarah. I am thankful for the First Amendment.
Yes. We're thankful for that.
That was ABC's Cecilia Vega, who said she's thankful for the First Amendment, and we're thankful for her. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.